Day 5. Work she did. Shai began digging through accounts of the emperor's life. Few people understood how much forgery was about study and research. It was an art any man or woman could learn. It required only a steady hand and an eye for detail. That, and a willingness to spend weeks, months, even years, preparing the ideal soul stamp. Shai didn't have years. She felt rushed as she read biography after biography, often staying up well into the night taking notes. She did not believe that she could do what they asked of her. Creating a believable forgery of another man's soul, particularly in such a short time, just wasn't possible. Unfortunately, she had to make a good show of it while she planned her escape. They didn't let her leave the room. She used a chamber pot when nature called, and for baths she was allowed a tub of warm water and cloths. She was under supervision at all times, even when bathing. That blood sealer came each morning to renew his mark on the door. Each time the act required a little blood from Shai. Her arms were soon laced with shallow cuts. All the while, Gautona visited. The ancient arbiter studied her as she read, watching with those eyes that judged, but also did not hate. As she formulated her plans, she decided one thing. Getting free would probably require manipulating this man in some way.